Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and calm. Perfect conditions for a peaceful stroll or a relaxing evening indoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF announced that four commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion were killed in an airstrike in the Shati area, according to Walla in earlier reporting. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump declared an unprecedented economic campaign against Iran, referring to it as Economic D-Day, as reported by Israel Hayom 3 hours ago, also this hour. Syria's foreign minister expressed that the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase was unjustified, Axios reports in the past hour. Separately, Israel Hayom notes the ongoing maritime challenges from Hamas, despite their agreement to the Trump plan, highlighting a sea invasion unit. And finally, Forward reports 10 hours ago that amid ongoing conflict, non-Jewish Ukrainian students continue their Yiddish studies online, even during air raids. Here's what people are saying online. Al-Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, suggested military action against Iran might be considered if Tehran does not change its nuclear policies. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, shared insights 15 minutes ago on potential Israeli-Turkish tensions over influence in Syria, noting the history of airstrikes in the region. Joe Truesman reported in the last hour that Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon, including areas like Ali al-Tahir and Dawhat Kfar Rahman, have been confirmed by local social media. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement, yesterday they confirmed the elimination of four senior Hamas commanders in a targeted airstrike in the Shati area. This operation is part of ongoing efforts to weaken Hamas's military leadership. The move signifies a strategic blow to Hamas's activities in the region. Turning to President Trump's bold declaration, as reported by Israel Hayom, he announced a severe economic campaign against Iran, labeling it Economic D-Day. This initiative aims to pressure Iran on its nuclear ambitions and regional influence. The potential impact could see increased tensions and economic instability in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Syrian foreign minister criticized Israel's recent airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase, as detailed by Axios. He called the attack unjustified, which risks straining relationships with allies aligned with both Syria and Israel. The strike underscores ongoing volatility in the region. In a related development, Israel Hayom highlights the dual approach of Hamas. While agreeing to the Trump plan, they also attempt to rebuild their maritime capabilities. The unit that invaded from the sea on October 7th is reportedly regrouping. This highlights the persistent challenges Israel faces in ensuring coastal security. Finally, Forward brings us a unique story from Ukraine. Amidst conflict and blackout conditions, non-Jewish Ukrainian students are continuing their Yiddish studies. This persistence in education reflects resilience and cultural dedication even in challenging times. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that experts from Go Mobile and iDigital are advising on the best laptops for students returning to school as the summer vacation ends. Separately, Tech reveals that Israeli drone maker Extend has secured a contract worth up to $15 million with NATO. This comes as Western militaries seek alternatives to Chinese technology. And finally, Globes mentions that American tourists are slowly returning to Israel, according to a Wall Street Journal article. This gradual recovery suggests a positive trend for Israel's tourism sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.